Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on another episode of the Pastors for Punch TV with host Joy Brown. We have another amazing episode for you today. How are you doing this afternoon, Ms. Brown?
Just loving life. I'm just doing just absolutely phenomenal. And how are you today?
Amazing, amazing, blessed, and highly favored.
So what we got going on today?
We have a lot going on today. We have a very special guest, a good friend of yours.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And I wonder if he's here with us.
Would you go ahead and introduce our guest and see who we have on the line?
Well, our guest today is Pastor known at the Friendship Christian Fellowship Church in Riverside County. And Pastor Wooten is a premier pastor of the 21st century. He was saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, accepted his calling to the gospel at the age of 15. And prior to that, I know this to be a true testimony. He experienced the miraculous healing power of God. He was born with a birth defect with one leg 4.5 inches shorter than the other. And through prayer and the childlike faith, the Lord lengthened his leg. But guess what? He realized he had received his healing when he went up for a rebound playing basketball and came down on his feet at the same time. The Lord had healed him, and since that day, he's been striving to reach God's people through the preaching word of God. Again, he is the founding pastor of Friendship Christian Fellowship Church of God in Christ, located in the city of Riverside, California. His lovely wife, Jacqueline Marie, assists him as co-laborer in the work of the ministry. Together, they are proud parents of 5 children and 7 grandchildren, and much, much more. He has an awesome ministry of playing the alto and soprano saxophone. But you got to hear it to believe it, because this guy is one of the best. Pastor Wooten, are you here on the line with us?
I'm here on the line, Evangelist Brown.
Good. I'm so happy you were able to make it. You are one of the busiest pastors in the L.A. County, because you not only do a lot of ministry in Riverside, you got a lot of pastors that call you all over the world, but in L.A. also. So to me, this is an honor and a privilege for you to have taken some time out to come and visit with the Pastors for Punch TV, and I am honored to have you on our line today. But listen, I have some time here today, and I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. And of course, one of the main things that Punch TV is doing with the pastors all over we want to start documenting their history of their churches because we believe in church history. And I know you have quite a bit of church history, but looking at your bio, the foundation of your ministry, just give us something, a background of where you've been and where you're going.
Well, the honor is mine for being on with you on today, and I always call it a privilege and an honor to be able to exalt God in the fact of what he's done in my life. I give all the glory to him. I was saved at the age of 15, got filled with the Holy Ghost in L.A. on 110th and Main at my uncle's church, and at the same time, I knew I was going to be a pastor at that time, but it took me 20 years for that transition to happen. So in 1990, came out in Moreno Valley area and started a church with three people. And
wow.
we have seen our church grow by leaps and bounds. We've had about 10 ministries birthed out of this church.
Wow.
So I got 10 pastor, little baby preachers around that came up under me. So I give God honor to God for that.
Yeah.
We have a choir recorded two CDs. The first one about 7 or 8 years ago entitled Rada, and we just have a new CD that we just released in July.
I heard it. Yeah.
And it's called Leave It Away. And it's on about 150 different sites, so you can find it on YouTube and Amazon and all of the above.
Yeah,
so,
and we got a clip, so I think we're going to play one of those on our show today to give people just what you're doing. But I'm looking at... You hear that saxophone there? That's Pastor Wooten. Songs on this new CD that you just released?
Yeah, that's the last song on the CD called Living for Jesus.
Now,
and it goes into,
Now, did you write that song also?
I wrote all the songs on the CD. It's 11 songs. I wrote all of them.
Wow. So, you know, I heard a pastor say that when, I just heard Bishop Noel Jones say this. He was playing one of Marvin Sapp's records, and he kept playing it over and over again because sometimes you get one particular song that you just it just ministers to you. And he called him and asked him, he said, man, you're going to have to write another song. He said, well, that means I got to go through some more because God only gives me something when I'm going through something. So tell me, what's your story?
I agree with that 100%. In the last 2 years, I lost my mom and my dad. And, you know, through that, going through those trying times, I wrote all of these songs, as a matter of fact. And they all came at about 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
My
so I agree
God.
With that totally.
Wow. The time when you really want to sleep. That's when
Amen.
The Lord wakes you up.
There's a song on there called Lift Me Up, and there's another song on there called Wash Me.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all testimonies and things that I was going through at the time.
Wow, that's awesome. That's amazing. So I and also you are playing your saxophone on there. Is that right?
Yes, I'm playing my saxophone on, I think, three tracks on there.
So how long you've been playing the saxophone? At what age?
Well, I started playing the saxophone in the first year in junior high school, so I guess about 13 years old.
13. Now, the junior high school that you went to, which one did you go to?
Perry Junior High,
okay.
And then I graduated from Curtis.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna make a statement on that, then I'm gonna let you get back to your history of where you came from. But I was telling someone, I said, churches, this has to do something with Punch TV Studio is doing, also with offering shares in the company, offering opportunity for our churches to be able to have within 3 to 4 years a cash flow of money that they can offer our community, just classes to educate them, music classes. But do you remember when we were in school, and I'm not saying what age we are, but they offered courses in music. They had classes in mechanical classes where guys were taking up auto mechanic classes. They had a wide range of technical schools that we took advantage of. When I say we, I mean the black students, and they took that out of our schools. Because there was a guy that went to Mount Olive named Etta Powell. He worked at Gompers, and he had a music class. Now, I don't feel good about saying this, but I was playing the clarinet, so I should have been able to stay with that talent just like you stayed with yours and would be doing the same thing with my instrument. But I didn't stay with it because I didn't know. But back to your church roots, tell me something about you, because you got saved when you was early. So how did you stay with the Lord?
Well, the one reason that kept me in the church was we had a very large youth department. We had about 100 boys choir back in the day, and most of them were teenagers and young adults. And so all of my friends and all of my peers was pretty much young preachers and, you know, young Christians that was going to church with me. And so that kind of I didn't have peer pressure because the peer pressure was, you know, Christian. So if somebody wanted to go do something that was not biblically based, we had a group of people that say, we don't do that, you know. So those were my peers. And so to this day, that's why a lot of churches don't have choirs anymore. And that's one reason why I kind of hold on to the choir concept at my church, because it gives the young people something to look forward to be able to use their talents and their gifts. That young man that was just singing that song, he's about 19, 20 years old.
Wow,
and he's,
that's awesome.
He's preaching about 4 different songs on the CD, and, I mean, he's awesome. A lot of people say he sounds like Al Jarreau. And
I
love to see the young people using their gifts, because if we don't use them in the church, for surely the world will use them.
That's true, and that's sometimes I hear a lot of our musicians that have gone out to circle is they either say because they're not used or either they don't get paid.
Right, for sure.
For the talent. So they end up leaving the church and they go out into circular world, and the circular world do pay for the talent that they have received. And so ironic, it comes from out of church. A lot of artists have come out of church. R. Kelly comes up out of church. You know, Whitney Houston out of church. You know, so many of them leave, and it's hard to get them to come back just to show what God is using with their gift, but they don't stay. So, like you said, that's one of the ways that you keep yours in, because you offer them an opportunity to use their talent, and it's being used for the Lord. But I want to piggyback on something, because I read in your bio, and when I had someone to read the bio, they were very well, I guess, blessed by your testimony when you were a child. Tell us a little bit about that, because this is going to help somebody that is needed healing, that may not believe in miracles anymore, and may not believe in the power of God and having that childlike faith and knowing what God can do. So tell us about your miracle.
Well, what happened, and you said it earlier, that I was born with one leg 4.5 inches shorter than the other one, and my feet faced each other. And my mom and I was sitting on the couch one day looking at Oral Roberts back in the 60s, I believe, and he prayed for a young boy, and the young boy's leg grew. And right on TV, and mom said, God is no respecter of person. If he did it for him, he'll do it for you. And so I only had two pair of shoes. I had to have that one pair of shoes that had that big buildup on it, and then I had a pair of tennis shoes. So after that, I didn't wear those built-up shoes anymore. I just said, I believe God is going to heal me. I don't know how. I don't know when, but he's gonna do it. And like you said earlier on the basketball court, I noticed when I went up for a rebound and came down that my legs were even. And so I said, I always give that testimony. I had a priest at a revival in Los Angeles yesterday, as a matter of fact, last night. And I told my testimony, and I told him that, you know, sometimes we look at the negative things about what we're going through and what we have to deal with in life. But had I not been born like that, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't know that God was a miracle worker at the level that I know that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll take your lemons and make some lemonade out of it.
That's true. But it is true. Sometimes he doesn't heal, or he doesn't correct ailment that you have, but does that disqualify him from who he is?
Oh, no, everybody, we all know that he's sovereign, and of course he's not going to heal every condition every time, but we cannot deny the fact that he is a healer.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
so.
Right. So what type of community work do you do? Now, I know aren't you a chaplain somewhere?
Yeah, I did three terms of chaplaincy at the VA hospital, and I still frequent the hospitals and go in for chaplaincy work. You know, I love ministering to the veterans. I'm a veteran myself, and a lot of them don't have spiritual backgrounds, and they are very familiar with a chaplain, because even on the battlefield, they have chaplains out there. And so it gives us an opportunity to sit down and really encourage someone that may have never opened the Bible in their life.
Wow. So with that being said, how do you minister to that person? Because you and I grew up in church, so we were surrounded by the atmosphere. We know what it is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We know what it is to know about healing and about the anointing. But when someone has not been in that place to be familiar with the terminology that we use in church, how do you bring them in?
Well, I just meet them where they are, you know, because without relationship, you know, there is no ministry. And so I try to meet them where they are and minister to, you know, if they're in a situation where they're in pain or they're sick, or so I minister to that and just encourage them to be encouraged and go through the process, because healing is a process, physically, emotionally, all that is. And one thing normally leads to another. You know, the tension goes off of their sickness and what they're going through, and, you know, then they start saying, well, what about you, chaplain? And then that gives me an opportunity to tell them about my past and my testimony and the miracle that God did in my life. And you'd be surprised how many people that I have gotten their attention telling that testimony.
Right. Okay. Because they're interested.
For sure.
And that's what people don't understand. People want to know about your life. They want to know some of the things that you have went through. What struggles have you gone through? How did you come through your struggle? You know, if you never even said the name of Jesus, which some people don't recognize, just given where you came from and how you got out of it, can be very convincing and very persuasive to people. And it could be the one tool that you use to lead them to Christ.
That's very true. Very true.
Well, awesome. Well, listen, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back because I've got some other things I want to ask you also about your ministry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Oh, thank God for that. We had that talking about Punch TV Studio, and our pastor today is Pastor Art Wooten, and he's talking about his history of his background as becoming a Christian and how he was active in church at youth. I experienced something last night because I was at West Angeles, and they had a youth revival that was there. And it just brought back so many memories of seeing those young people in the choir just singing for the Lord. And I said, I was trying to do a live Facebook, but I don't have those skills quite down yet. I'm going to have to really dig my heels into Punch TV Studio staff and find out what do I need to do to be perfected in my gifts. But I just almost was literally in tears as because everybody think our youth are going wild, but there's still some youth that love going to church. And I didn't like going to church because my father, I'm a PK, so I really just got just fed up of going to church, morning, noon, and night revivals, going to district meetings. But the kids today just don't know. In a sense, they really got it easy because our churches today have a morning service. Most of them don't even have morning, evening service. So are you, in a sense, still traditional where you have Sunday night service, Pastor Wooten?
Yes, I'm still traditional, and a lot of people tell me, why am I and why don't I not be traditional because I know that sometimes people work on Sunday and they can't make it to a church on Sunday. And so can you imagine that one person finally wants to surrender and just hear a word or have a church service on a Sunday night, and I mean, every church door is closed. So I try to, get the people to participate. I have different families. Two different families are able to go forth on each Sunday night. And we just pass it around through the congregation, so that kind of gets the congregation involved.
Right. It helps because a lot of people, well, they said the biggest fear it is for people is speaking in front of someone. So
yes,
it helps to create a good platform for you in any type of industry that you're in. And that's what church, the base of church, it really helps kids when they come in shy. They're not used to getting in front of a public. And the training is so phenomenal at church because they start you when you're young. Were you in the Sunshine Band?
For sure. Most definitely.
Yeah. And you had to memorize your speech on different holidays and things like that. So the foundation of the churches is awesome. And I believe that's one of the things that we're missing. Now, I know the mega churches, they have youth activities, but it's nothing, everything is just so different now. So how do you bring the youth back to the church setting?
Just get them involved. We just came out of a three-day youth conference on last week, as a matter of fact. And so I invited three young evangelists. Two of them grew up here as little kids, little tiny kids. And now they're grown. They got wives and children. And so I invited them to come and speak to our youth. And we did it on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, I had young people praise dancing and singing solos and just kind of give them a chance to have a service all by themselves with no older person involved, you know, and we just sat in the audience and enjoyed them using their gifts and watching them go forth.
Okay. Now, you also are an author. Your first book is called How to Fight Satan. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Well, that book changed my life. It's also on Amazon.com, and you can also download it and read it on your phone and your iPad. That book is the thesis. It comes from Ephesians 6 and 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So many of us have problems with our brother, our sister, our spouse, our coworker, and you know, we build up animosity and problems with those people that do bad things to us. But the Bible says it's not that person, but it's the devil using that person to antagonize us, if you will. And so
it's not them being the devil.
So you can't
call them the devil, right?
That's it. If you keep doing that, you're going to see the devil.
Okay. Is that what they call the spirit that is the devil?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. He has a spirit in, but he doesn't have flesh and blood, and so he has to use somebody with flesh and blood.
Okay.
If he wants to say something or do something to someone, he has to coerce somebody to allow him to use their flesh and blood.
Okay. So on the Christian perspective, how do we fight?
Well, the first chapter in the book says identify the channel. So how we fight is we identify what the devil's using to get to us. Is he using my daughter, my wife, my husband, my finances, my health? And then one chapter is the causes. If I don't identify the channel, it's going to keep me defeated spiritually. And then there's a chapter that says block the channel. Some people we can't even associate with because they allow the enemy, the Satan, to use them at such a level that we just are defeated every time they're in our company. And so we block that channel. We don't allow them to have that authority over our spirit, if you would.
Okay. So are these people that can use this book, is this ministering to the Christian, is that right?
Oh, for certain, yeah.
Okay, right, okay, good. Wow, that's amazing. And then, don't you have another book that you just released too?
Yes, it has not officially been released yet, but it's about marriage, and it's a divorce with a question mark, and it's kind of a research book, and it tells all the statistics about divorce and marriage and the third party in marriage and different things like that. So I use it for my premarital counseling, and we just go through that book.
Okay. So give me a little glimpse of being a pastor. You have a couple that's coming in. They're so in love, and they want to get married. Do you just marry them, or what's one of the criteria that you require?
Well, the first thing I do is I have them write me a letter, and the letter says how they know that this person is sent to them by God. So mm-hmm. after they write me those letters and they don't show it to each other, I get those letters and then we read them out loud. And then I keep those letters in my desk drawer. So
wow.
6 months later, a year later, when they start having issues and they come and say, oh, I don't know if this person is for me, I grab that letter out and say, well, you said that
okay.
God said he was
mm-hmm.
the one. And
oh.
it works real well.
Oh, spoken confession.
That's it.
It's what they use to get that person to walk them down the aisle. They spoke it into existence, right?
Right.
And then you had them to write it down in their
words.
To make
sure that it wasn't just
okay.
them, but it was,
okay.
it was a God decision, not just a man decision.
All right. So that goes back to the word that you could speak those things that be not as though they were. Could I use that scripture to identify with
oh,
what
yeah.
we're talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
And
you
then
can.
Again, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You're thinking, so can I think about marriage or think about somebody and then it manifests?
Well, as long as when it manifests, it's the one that God has manifested
oh.
it and not you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can't
so,
do the picking. God got to do the picking.
Oh, I can't do the picking. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So that's good to know that I'm not responsible, but I don't have to take on that guilty consciousness of thinking I got to do the picking. I can, if a God agrees with it or it lines up with his word, then he will manifest it and verify it, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, and God loves us so much that he would never pick the wrong person for us.
Yeah, I believe that.
But we would,
really
we would all the time.
Right, we do. We do it all the time. So one of your sermons that you preach, most of the time people ask me all the time, what's my gift or where – what do I, you know, like my preaching style. What is your preaching style?
I would say the book of Acts.
Okay.
I would say the book of Acts is my style. My punchline is winning souls. And I'm an evangelist / pastor, so I love to see people
okay.
come to Jesus.
Right. So did you start out on the streets?
I started out as a little 15-year-old minister going from church to church running revivals for
okay.
20 years before I started pastoring.
Wow. Okay. So you said that you knew you was going to be a pastor. Tell me, did you have dreams or something? That maybe some pastor or someone that is just trying to validate his purpose of him pastoring. And maybe he doesn't feel like that's his calling, but sometimes pastors are in a position because of their parents. You do know that, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so they didn't want that calling, but they walked into that pathway because their father was a pastor, their grandfather was a pastor, so that burden was laid upon them. How do you know?
Well, when I got that call, it was the same call, unction that when a guy called me to be a minister, it was the same, but it was
mm-hmm.
different. It was pastoral than just to be a minister, so it definitely wasn't something that I wanted to do.
So the incepting of the call, you just said you started doing things and God began to qualify you for it? What does he do?
Well, I went down to the Days Inn Hotel and got a room with 50 chairs in it and three 50 people.
50 chairs?
50 chairs and three people week after
uh-huh.
week until, and I said, if God called me to do this, he'll fill these chairs up. And eventually, of course, he did.
That sounds like our CEO, something he does. He incorporates that style. So it sounds good to me. Well, that's excellent. I have Ms. Sharitha, are you there on this line with us?
Yes, ma'am. I am here enjoying the show, learning so much about what it takes to be called and to preach.
Yeah. So we did offer anyone that is on the line that they wanted to come in, you know, have questions for you. She's in control of that. I just talk to you and find out so many nuggets in a person's life and where they came from and how they're doing now. You're the first pastor that I've actually had on my show that was raised like this. Now, I knew your mom. So how was your mother instrument to your ministry? What does she do to promote you in your calling?
Well, my mom was first of all, she was a great example of a Christian, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And she always was in my corner, and she never told me anything things that I wanted to hear. But it was always things, her wisdom, because she was also a preacher's daughter, and she had four brothers who was pastors and preachers, so she was able to guide me quite well.
Right. Excellent.
She ended up being one of my members until the day she passed away.
Wow. Yeah. Now, your mother has something similar to our CEO, Joseph Collins, and I want you to talk about that. But let me share something about Mr. Collins, Punch TV Studio. He has received the Life Achievement Award from President Obama. And I know Mother Faye also. What was her award for?
My mom was one of the five individuals that received the Citizens Award from President Obama.
And she said they called her the D.C., the White House administration called her and was talking to her about it because somebody submitted her name. And she thought maybe they were just, it was a joke, and they began to talk more about it. And they flew her in. How many people did they fly in?
They flew her and two other people.
So she actually got a chance to meet President Obama. Is that right?
You got a chance to tour the White House and meet with him and take pictures with him and received her medal and certificate of citizen award. That was a highlight. She really was proud of that award.
Right. So I feel privileged to say this because I'm connected to two families that have actually been given something, a phenomenal award from President Obama, and that's our CEO and my friend, Pastor Art Wooten's mom. And they say that things are not changing for blacks. And I like to fight the difference because there's some things that are happening that people don't know have taken some accomplishments. And one of the accomplishments that we're trying to surface around the world is that Punch TV is making history because we are now in the midst of a IPO, which is initial public offering. We're offering a dollar a share to the urban community, which has never been done before that I know of. And we are coming to a close, but the ground floor of offering the shares to the urban community has been just great. We still have some shares that we are still have available, and now the second phase of the IPO, Pastor Wooten, we're offering to our churches. And that means that we want to present to the churches and pastors like yourself to get with your congregation and let them know that Punch TV Studio is offering an opportunity to become shareholders in our company. And there's a system that you can follow by, which I will explain to you later, but the churches is where we're looking at organizations are coming in. And I believe that this is the last, one of the last strongholds enemy has on the church, because our finances, we give, but we're not at the level of giving what we should. We don't own enough property like we should. Our businesses, we don't have. And I believe right now, if we take a hold of this particular opportunity God has provided for us and start coming as a whole, your church can come in with you, and the shares go toward the church, not the individual, because they can buy that by themselves. And then it's just, for instance, you give the church has $10,000 and you invested that, then that goes toward the church when our company has completed the IPO, the phases of growing within 3 years to 4 years, a half a billion to $1 billion company, and you can draw out of that. And that's what we're presenting to the churches. So one of the major core principle why the CEO have this IPO is because he's a PK, and he wants to start documenting church history, just like what yours is. There's a lot of history that you have with starting your church and where you come from, and that need to be told. The three people you started off with, are they still with you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they are.
Oh, awesome. Well, this is one of the things that we want to talk about. Who was one of the people that started with you?
One of them, of course, was my wife, and then my daughter's godfather.
Wow.
A man by the name of Yale Burke. And he's still here today.
Okay. So out of the three, out of the three people that started, and how many years ago was that?
26 years ago.
26 years ago. And from 26 years ago up to now, I'm quite sure you've had a turnaround where you had some come in, some leave, some stay. You have, I know, two CDs. Is it two CDs that you have?
Yeah, at the choir.
Okay, exactly. And I love that first CD. I have that one. Now, this one here, I got to get into it and listen more to it, but I have a couple on that I really like, that the one that we just played, and the other one that's called Wave It Away. I like
right.
that one also. Yes. So this is what we're talking about. How can we, what do you suggest? And talking to pastors, how would I get you to become one of our investors? What do I need to say to you? Just give me a little something that I could say and keep as a nugget. So when I talk to pastors, this is what I should say. What would you say to them?
I would say to them that as long as it has an element of helping helping the community or helping someone personally, as long as you can communicate that to them, I believe that that's all that they would need to hear. Because what I want to do is I just don't want my people to be blessed spiritually, but also financially and in the natural. Everything is not spiritual.
Exactly. Okay. Great.
And it can be a blessing.
Well, wonderful. Well, I got something for you then. But it's just been such a blessing having you on our show, The Pastors for Punch TV Studio. And we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back because I have a few more things I want to ask you. And then we're going to let you go because I know you're a busy man.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
Hi, this is Joy in the house. It's back on the interview with our pastor, Art Wooten, Friendship Christian Fellowship Church of God in Christ, located in the city of Riverside, California. We're so honored to have him here. And again, we were just getting ready to wrap this conversation up with you, Pastor Wooten, but if you can just tell us a little bit again about your CD and give us some information on how our listeners can find it, where they can purchase it at, and then let us know where you're located in case there's anybody in Riverside that want to come and visit you. Just give us a few moments and tell us where, after your CD, what's your next move in the ministry?
Okay, we're located in the city of Riverside, 7895 Mission Grove Parkway South, and that's in the city of Riverside, beautiful city of Riverside. And our new CD project is called Wave It Away, and it's all original music, and it is on 150 different music sites. So you can probably get it on Amazon, YouTube, any other music downloads that you go into on the computer, you can get it on there. You can also call the church office and order the actual CD itself for $10, and we'll mail it to you. And the church number is 951-780-7008. So we have been singing different places to promote the CD, and we've been, of course, selling them everywhere we go. I'll be speaking in San Bernardino tonight at a convocation at Pastor Moreland's church, and I'll be taking the CDs in the choir with me on tonight. Okay. And so we just have a lot of different engagements for the choir and myself.
Okay.
Been increasing since the CD came out.
Wow, that's great. Okay. So are you, you said you're preaching tonight and your choir is being featured?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Awesome. Okay. So just before you leave, just give us just a little word.
Well, if I was to give a word for today, and I think you kind of led into it, that a lot of people think that the world is really running away from God, but the world is at a position where they have run out of the answer. And so now more than ever before, we have an answer, and that's Jesus Christ. And so we just have to not be intimidated by what people think or what we think people think, because you would be surprised how many people are really open to the preached gospel. I have a new ministry that I started called Non-Attending Church Member. And so I'm taking in members. They don't have to come to church. They don't have to write no check. They don't have to. There's no requirement on their part. I just want to be their pastor. And that gives me the privilege of calling them, praying for them. And when a crisis hit them, like a funeral, they need a funeral, or somebody wants to be married or buried or whatever the case may be, I can be there as their pastor. And God is really, really blessing me in that area of ministry, in that particular avenue.
That's good. So when you talk to people, do you approach them as a pastor, or how do you introduce yourself to them?
For sure. I let them know that I am a pastor or a chaplain, and I always offer prayer, because most people, they won't reject prayer. Most people will not.
That's true. I've experienced that. That's awesome. Great. Well, just to let you know just how much I appreciate you coming on, I'm going to have to invite you again within a couple of months. This is one of the episodes that we just started, and I called a couple of pastors, those I didn't know, but you're the first one that I do know. And Pastor Wood and I have been actually knowing each other since we were 5 years old. My father was an awesome pastor and minister, and we grew up as children together. I don't have many friends that I still keep in contact with, but this is the only pastor friend that I have that is really doing a great work for the Lord. And I can testify and say, since I've known him, that's been his life, and it's just been great. So I know God's hand is upon your life, and there's many rooms in the mansion that he's opening up for you even now as we speak. And it's been a privilege and an honor for you to come onto the pastors of Punch for Punch TV Studio. And we are on channel 64. You should be able to search that. You go on, actually go on our website, punchtvstudios.com, and if you look under our website where it says Punch TV Network, it'll give you a drop list of all the cities that Punch is covering, all the way down to Lancaster. So it's the Southern California area that we are on TV. But you know what's so phenomenal to me? Each time I tell people this, that I think is just great how God does things, channel that Jimmy Swaggart had.
Wow.
So, yeah. So he already placed us in a place where there are viewers that are faithful viewers that was looking at Jimmy Swaggart. That's the channel that Punch TV has now. So you'll see our logo, punchtvstudios.com, and with what God, we've had great success with offering our stock to the general public everywhere on the internet, just clicking a button, and people were able to buy shares as far as New York, Atlanta, Chicago, all up in California. So it's real, is what I'm saying. It's happening right now, but now we're coming to an end of the IPO at a dollar a share. And what I often tell people, the opportunity is still open. I said, because when it closed, the IPO, and we officially start trading on NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange, that's what I'm hoping, that dollar a share, you'll never see that again, because it's going to be greater. The blessing is getting better and better and better. So that's why I wanted you to come on to our show and just support what we're doing. And I appreciate you being here with us.
So I appreciate you having me on the show, and I will support.
No problem. But just give us your last word, and just give us just bless. I just want you to pray for Punch and say a prayer before you leave off of this talk show.
Okay. Father, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for Punch Network, Lord God, and we just thank you for Evangelist Joyce Brown, Lord God, and all those that work alongside her, and Lord God, even the CEO of the company, Father, and that it will succeed. For you said, Lord God, that whatever we do, it will be blessed. And so we speak a blessing of over it, Lord God, a blessing of prosperity. And Lord, we just pray, Father, that you would keep them in health, Lord God, protect them, Lord God, from any schemes, Lord God, of the enemy, Lord God. And we just give you all the praise and glory and honor on today in Jesus' name. Amen.
And thank you, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you very much, okay?
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So now you have it, Pastor Art Wooten, Friendship Christian Church was with us today, and our phenomenal engineer, Sharifa, put it all together. You have anything you want to say?
You know, it's a beautiful show. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to speak with Pastor Rudy.
Awesome. So I guess it's time to go again. Sometimes that hour can just fly by so quick, but it's been worthwhile. I love you guys for coming on our show. Tell somebody about it. We're here on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Plug in. Tell your pastor we want to interview him also and give us a call. You can call us at 310-419-5915 or visit our website, punchtvstudio.com. And we have someone that will assist you. And you get on that line and say, I want to be on the Pastors for Punch TV Studios. I want to be interviewed by Joy Brown. Have a great day.